This is a moment to reflect on hope. As Sister Amy A. Wright explains how we can trust in the Lord and His timing.
It was a crisp fall day when I first heard the words, "You have cancer." My husband and I were stunned. As we drove home in silence, processing the news, my heart turned to our three sons. In my mind, I asked Heavenly Father, "Am I going to die?" The Holy Ghost whispered, "Everything is going to be okay." Then I asked, "Am I going to live?" Again, the answer came, "Everything is going to be okay." I was confused. Why did I receive the exact same answer whether I lived or died? Then suddenly, every fiber of my being filled with absolute peace as I was reminded, we did not need to hurry home and teach our children how to pray. They knew how to receive answers and comfort from prayer. We did not need to hurry home and teach them about the scriptures or words of living prophets. Those words were already a familiar source of strength and understanding. Jesus Christ is the hope in thine end. Nothing we have or have not done is beyond the reach of His infinite and eternal sacrifice. He is the reason why it is never the end of our story. Therefore, we must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if we shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, we shall have eternal life. Eternal life is eternal joy. Joy in this life, right now, not despite the challenges of our day, but because of the Lord's help to learn from and ultimately overcome them, and immeasurable joy in the life to come. Tears will dry up. Broken hearts will be mended. What is lost shall be found. Concerns shall be resolved. Families will be restored. And all that the Father hath will be ours.
That was an excerpt from Sister Amy A. Wright's talk, "Abide the Day in Christ." This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.